I think it was last Advent that we had in the parish room a series of talks from different Christian denominations, and each one was invited to address the topic, how does my Christian faith affect my living? How do I live my life as a Christian? And all four were very interesting, but one in particular remained with me. His name was Richard, a Catholic, married with four children, aged 14, 10, 5, and a year old. Nothing very exceptional in that, but Richard's story reveals otherwise. His wife had died of meningitis when the little one was 3 months old. And at 42, he's left with four motherless children. A heartbreaking and painful, very difficult situation. And as he told his story, we were aware of how he had accepted the path that was his, aware of his walking through a very narrow door into a life he had never planned. And the narrow door in today's gospel, I suggest, is nothing more than the circumstances that life presents to us on a daily basis, and accepting to choose within these circumstances to follow Jesus. To enter by the narrow door is to keep our lives always open to the grace of the present moment. There's a little short story by Tolstoy called Family Happiness, and in it a woman tells how after several years of marriage she realizes that a big change has taken place in her relationship with her husband. And she says, that day of realization ended the romance of our marriage. But a new feeling of love for my children and for the father of my children opened up the prospect of a new life and a quite different happiness. And that life and happiness have lasted to the present moment. Being open to the grace of the present moment is to accept that what is happening to us is not without God in it. To accept what is happening and to believe that God is in that situation with us. And it means that God is working with us and for us to bring good out of every situation that we're in at the time. At times when our dreams are blown out the window, say when a relationship hits the rocks, it's so easy, isn't it, so natural to cave into bitterness and blaming and anger, and very difficult to believe that God is in that situation trying to hold us together. I heard an interview on the radio some time ago, a woman who was talking about the breakdown of her marriage. And she said, what helped me to keep saying was a promise that God would be in every situation with us. Some years back there was a bestseller on relationships, and it urged its readers to look out for themselves first of all and aim at their own self-fulfillment. And if that meant hurting other people in the process, well, let it be a lesson for them on how life works. But far different from that is the call of Jesus to enter life by the narrow door, to keep our minds and hearts set on his word and on his promises, and above all, to look for the grace that is hidden in the present moment. Maybe it isn't hidden, but we are so disturbed, so upset we cannot see it. It is like a little fragile light which we cup with our hands until it lights up the whole of the darkness around us. And if we stick in there, we shall certainly see that tiny light which can, with a little bit of care and expertise, be fanned into flame. We do our best and keep our light gently lighting up the path ahead of us, one step at a time. St. Teresa of Lisieux was fond of saying that God never lights up the whole path ahead of us. He lights up just the next step. And in any difficult situation, we may not feel we're able to do very much, but we do the little we can, helping one another along the path, the narrow path that leads to new life. Confident that in every dark moment, in every difficult situation, every hopeless situation, there is a door that leads to new life. A life in which we're guided by the grace that is hidden in the most difficult situations. We are content to do the little we can. It may not seem very much at the time, but it is enough. I recall a poem I read a couple of weeks ago, the last lines of which were, "I pray for the desperate earth. I pray for the desperate world. I do the little each person can do. It isn't much.